Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Chulin Daf Kuf Yod Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah in the middle of the Amud, which is the second part of Mishnah Gimel in this the 8th Perakam Aleh Ta'ofim Agvina L'Shulchan and Over B'Lo Ta'aseh. If you put fowl and cheese on the table, there is no Lo Ta'aseh involved. Kind of strange statement. And the Gemara immediately infers Ha'ochlo Over B'Lo Ta'aseh. So if you do eat the chicken and cheese together, it is a Lo Ta'aseh. Shram and Abasar Of Pachalav Do'or, as we'll see very soon, that is not the mainstream opinion that fowl and milk are d'oraita. So, we should read our Mishnah is, even if you were to put fowl and cheese on the table, you could not end up violating a lo tase, because even if you ate them together, it's all d'rabanan. And that leads us to this, the fourth Mishnah, which is very seminal. Basar behemat Torah, b'chalav behemat Torah. So if you have kosher meat and kosher milk, as it were, meaning meat from a proper animal and milk from a proper animal, asur ashal asur b'hana'a. You're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to cook it, you're not allowed to get hana'a. Basar behemat Torah, b'chalav behemat Torah, or basar behemat Torah, b'chalav behemat Torah, if one of them comes from either the meat or the milk from an impure animal, a horse, a pig, whatever, then mutar b'ashal mutar b'hana'a. You're allowed to cook it, you're allowed to benefit, you just can't eat it. He says even acceptable chayan of deer and chicken are not d'oraita. Famously, it says lo tvashel gdi b'chalev imo three times in the Torah. Why does it say three times? The gdi, the kid, prat l'chaya ul'of uveimah tmeya. It's there to exclude chaya, because a gdi is a behema. It excludes of, which is even further away, and behemah tmeya, a non-kosher animal. In the third and final mention of Lot Vashog Diba Chalivimo, the beginning of the Pasuk prohibits Nevela. Why is that the case? At Shasur Mishum Nevela, Asur Vashal Bachalav. Only those things which can become a Nevela are Asur Vashal Bachalav, which means Of and Chaya are all included. Of Shasur Mishum Nevela, Yehoi Asur Vashal Bachalav. So then Rabbi Yosef Glili says, fowl should be included. Therefore, the Torah says you may not cook it in its mother's milk. Fowl doesn't have milk, and it's not a mammal. Therefore, it is excluded. So the bottom line here is, Tanakama's position is behema chaya v'of for all d'oraita as long as they're kosher. Rabbi Kiva says only behema, and Rabbi Yosef Glili seems to strike a middle ground. Behema b'chaya, yes, meaning mammals, yes, but of not. Everybody agrees that if the animal itself is not of the appropriate species, that it doesn't start. Now, manahanimili, meaning how do we know that the essential halakha here is not a goat, but any behema? In other words, we're all starting from there, radiating out. How far out do we go? But nobody suggests that it's limited to goats. Amar Belazar Damakra, Veishlach Yehuda et Gedi Ha'izim. When Yehuda sent the goat to pay Tamar, he didn't know it was Tamar, for his night with her, it calls it a Gedi Ha'izim. Meaning, Kan Gedi Izim, Hakom Hakom Shemar Gedi, Stam, Afilu Parav Rachel Bimashma. A Gedi does not mean a goat, evidently. It means a kid, a young animal. And therefore, when it wants to be, say a young goat, it says gdi izim. So if it otherwise said gdi, it could be a young cow, it could be a young sheep, it could be anything else of that sort. Therefore, he understands the word gdi is generic. V'leilaf minei. But why don't we use the story of Yehuda to actually teach that gdi always means gdi izim and come to the opposite conclusion? The answer is k'tiv kra achrina. We have another pasuk which says, Ve'et orod gudayeh ha'izim. This is when Rivka dressed up Yaakov to seem like to be Esav when he came to Yitzchak, and she put on the skins of the gudayeh ha'izim, the goat skins. And again, kan gudayeh ha'izim, al kol makom shenemar gdi stam afilu parav rachel mashma, same conclusion. V'leilaf minei, so why don't you learn from there? The answer is very simple. We have a general rule that whenever the Torah states the same principle twice, it intends it to be exclusive and insular to those two times and no other place, because if it meant it to be general, it would have just said it once. That only works if you say that when you have two of the same in malamdin. As you know, in Kiddushin, we have Rabbi Huda's opinion that says, even if the Torah says it twice, it still can be a general principle. Michael Amemar. So therefore, according to Rabbi Huda, why don't we say that every Gdi means Gdi Yizim? The answer is Trimi Utik TV. izim ha'izim. In both cases, it doesn't say gdi izim, it says gdi ha'izim. As if really to say, this kid is a goat kid, but other kids are not. There could be any kind of animal that's young. Okay, so now we've established the basic issue, which is that gdi means a young animal and not only a goat. Now, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel then does the following thing, and it's unusual to hear a drasha from an Amor as follows. Gdi l'rabot d'achelev, it's there to include also the fats, meaning that if you cook the fats of an animal with milk, you violate. Gdi l'rabot d'tameta, also a nevela, if you cook a nevela with milk, all we excluded was behemat me'a, which means that species is unfit. Gdi l'rabot d'ashalil, it's also there to include an embryo, meaning you shechted an animal, found the embryo inside, as we saw in the fourth parak, that can also be the violation if you cook it with milk. Gdi now lohotziyata dam, it excludes dam. Dam of an animal is not considered basar. Gdi lohotziyata shilya, it excludes also the placenta. And gdi lohotziyata tmeya, an animal that's tamei. Now, b'chalevi mo also says three times. Notice we just did six drashot with gdi, and we'll deal with that. Chalevi mo says three times. Below b'chalev zachar, if a male happens to have some milk, that's not a violation. Chalevi mo below b'chalev shchuta. As we saw in previous parak, earlier on this parak, when you shecht an animal and find milk inside of it, the issue of the khal, that milk is not a violation. And b'chalev imo, v'lo b'chalev tmeah, again, tmeah is out. So both gdi excludes the tmeah from basar, and chalev imo excludes chalev tmeah from the milk. Now, hatlat gdi k'tivi, v'anin shita darshinan. As I pointed out, it only says gdi three times, but we got six drashot out of it. So the answer is Kasavar Shmuel. Let's take a look at this. Isur Chal Isur. Shmuel holds as a general principle that something can become, if you will, more Asur. It can be Asur and then have the second Isur increase on it. And therefore, Isur Chal Vumeta Michad Kranavki. We have one Pasuk that says Gdi, and that means the essential Isur. And it means also, since Isur Chal Isur, it'll even apply to the fats, which were already Asur before you cooked them with milk, and to a Nevela, which was already Asur. Okay. Dam nami, also we use gdi to exclude dam, it says lav gdihu, that's not meat at all. I mean, we don't need a drasha to tell us that blood is not meat. Vishulya nami, placenta, also pirshavamu, it's just some sort of refuse of the animal, and it's not basar. So therefore we have two drashot left, and two psukim left, so we're good to go. Pashlu tre, chadu rabota tashila, one to include the embryo, v'chad, l'mutar behemat me'at. So we had one for the essential piece, one to exclude behemat me'a, one to include the shalil. Very good. But that answer only works if Shmuel really says isur chal isur, but is that true? V'hamar Shmuel mishum Rabbi Elazar, minayin the kohen tamei she'achal shumat me'a, she'eino b'mita, if a kohen is tamei and eats shumat tehora, he is chayav mita bidei shamayim. Shmuel says, quoting his teacher Rabbi Elazar, how do I know that if a kohen who is tamei eats trumat tmeah, that he doesn't get mitash? And amar umetuvo ki echaluluhu, they die because they defiled it. Prat lezush mechulot omeret, this one's already defiled, it's already tamei. So you see that Shmuel says something cannot become more asur if it was already tamei. The fact that you, a kohen tamei, is eating it doesn't make it any worse. So, which is his position? We have three possibilities. Possibility one, Ibaitema, Bialme Isur Chal Isur. His general approach is the one that we're assuming in Basar B'Chalav, Isur Chalal Isur. Vishani Hatam, Dimit Rahman, Omei Tuvo. Here the Torah put a special exclusionary phrase into it, which is, they'll die because of it being Trumat Tahorat. And here there's an exception. Ibaitema, we could say the opposite. Bialme Kasavar Shmuel, Eni Sur Chal Isur. That Shmuel generally holds that Eni Sur Chal Isur. That something cannot become more asur. V'shani hachad rabbi rachman agdi. But here the Torah said gdi several times, so that tells you here isur chalal isur. So again, ours may be the exception. V'ibaitem, we have a third way, which is hadideh had rabbi. Shmuel says isur chalal isur. Shmuel's rebbe doesn't think isur chalal isur, so that's what he represents about truma. Okay, boy mina rav achdevoy bar ami mirav. He asked Rav, v'mashal b'chalav gdi, sorry, shalohinika. What happens if you cook using milk of an animal that didn't yet nurse? Mahu. It's very simple. Shmuel used one of the chalevi mos to knock out a male. Zacharhu delo ati the chal aim. It's only a male who is never going to become an aim. Well, hi, Kevin, but this animal, she never nursed, but we were able to pump milk out of her. But she will become a mother, or she could become a mother. So therefore, asur. That was fairly simple. Now, itmar hamavashal chalav b'chelav. Here, if you cook milk in chelav, now remember, milk with chelav. Now remember, Shmuel already included it. Question is, what do we hold? Rabbi Amir, Rabbi Yasi, Chadamar Lokeh, V'Chadamar Eino Lokeh. And again, we're going to do sort of the same thing we just did with Shmuel. There's three different ways to solve this machloket. Leimah b'hakami palgi, perhaps the machloket is the following. Tamar Damar Lokeh, Kesav Yisur Chal Yisur, Tamar Damar Eino Lokeh, Kesav Eino Yisur Chal Yisur. Very simple. If you get makot for cooking chelav with basar, with milk, then it means you hold Yisur Chal Yisur, and the thing can become more asur. Otherwise, you don't get makot. Very simple. No, we don't like that. We don't want to make the issue of Yisur Chal Yisur that machloket. The Chuliyama ain't Yisur Chal Yisur. Because our general approach is ain't Yisur Chal Yisur except for Yisur Kolam, Yisur Mosif, Yisur Chamur, etc., as we saw back in the seventh parak. Achirana Chuliyama lo delolaki. So here's way number two. Everybody agrees that ain't Yisur Chal Yisur, and therefore you cannot get makot for eating chalav b'chelev, because you already get makot for chelev. Kipligi Abishul, the machloket is whether you get makot for cooking them, because there's no isur to cook chelev. Manda malokeh charisur, he says it's a chad here means separate. It's a separate isur bishul that you violated, and then that didn't exist for chelev. Manda malokeh, the one who says you don't get makot, lachiyav krachon lachila b'lashon bishul, that's why the Torah used the word lo tevashel to indicate the isur of cooking, to tell you, since you can't get makot for eating, you also can't get makot for bishul. And with the Torah hid achila in the word bishul to tell you that they're linked together. And so therefore, since you can't get makot for eating, because it's already asur to eat, therefore you don't get makot for bishul either. V'ikadami, now we could flip that over. Everybody agrees ain isur chalal isur. Abishul koleyamal pligi delaki, but nonetheless, everybody agrees you get makot for bishul. Why? Because it's a separate isur. Ki pligi achila. The machloket is whether you get makot for achila. Man demar no loked, ayin isur chalal isur. We all agree in isur chalal isur. You can't get makot for eating chelev b'chalav. Man demar loked, but the position says you do get makot. V'hachi afka rachmon al achila b'alashon bishul. Flip it and say, that's why the Torah referred to achila as bishul. Came under bishul laki achila nami laki. Since you get makot for bishul, you also get makot for achila. Vibaitema, third way to go is Mar Machadav lo pligi. Ravasi and Ravami weren't disagreeing. One said lokeh, meaning for bishul. The other said no lokeh, meaning for achila. They're not disagreeing. To Meitave, watch this, because that means that our assumption here is that everybody agrees ain isur chalal isur. Hamavashel b'mei chalav patur. If you cook using milk water, meaning the water that comes out of the tea, your patur. Dam should be shlo b'chelev. If you used blood and you cooked it b'chalav, you cooked it with milk. Patur, as we saw earlier, dam is not meat. Ha'atzamot v'agidim v'karnayim v'atafayim. All those external pieces, blood, sinews and horns and talons and bones should be shlo b'chalav. Patur, again, it's not meat. But ha'pigul v'anotav v'atameh should be shlo b'chalav chayav. You take a piece of pigul meat that's already asur, you chayav karet for eating it, and you cook it in milk, then you chayav for basar b'chalav. Same thing with notar, same thing with tamei in the mikdash. Chayav, yichayav. So you see, the answer is, haitama sabar, yisur chal yisur. We're not saying that nobody in the world says ain yisur chal yisur. We're just saying that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi agree that ain yisur chal yisur, and that we could solve the machloket three different ways. Let's go back to that issue of cooking using this water milk, as milk water as it were. Patur. Mesayer Rish Lakish. This supports Rish Lakish's caveat on this Mishnah. That none. Mechalav harehin kechalav. This milk water is like milk. And stuff that comes out of the olive before the oil is pressed is also as a din of shemen. That's the Mishnah in Machshirin. Rish Lakish says that's only true for the issue of it being considered milk or oil, respectively, for Hechsher Zraim. If it falls on plants, those plants can now get tuma. But Rish Lakish limited and said, as far as the issur of cooking milk and meat, this milk water is not considered to be milk, and you're not chayav. Okay? Tanu Rabbanan. B'chalev imo, ein li ela b'chalev imo, b'chalev parav rachel minayin. So let's start again at the basics. We said, lo tashok di b'chalev imo, means you can't cook it in its own mother's milk. So we'll immediately extend it and say, or any other goat's milk, if it's a goat. What about other species' milk? Meaning, if it's a goat, cooking it in cow's milk. Amarta kal v'chomer. So now we're going to suggest that there's a kal v'chomer. Uma imo shelo ne'esra imo bahar ba'ah. After all, you're allowed to crossbreed the mother with the bait, with the child. A goat and its mother can be bred. Ne'esra imo b'shelo, but they can't be cooked together. So in her milk, parav rachel ne'esra imo bahar ba'ah, but you can't mate a sheep with a goat. That's har ba'ah. So the kal v'chomer works as follows. If a mother and child who could be mated nevertheless cannot be cooked together, her milk and his and the baby's flesh, then certainly you cannot cook a kid in the milk of another species that it can't be mated with. Then the Midrash ends with something bizarre, saying that's why the Pasuk has to say to extend it, because there's three times, to other animals. Now we analyze the Braita. What I need a pasuk for? Actually, we already used the kal v'chomer. So Ravashi, and this is a common phrase used by Ravashi, he says, because your argument could be that the essential kal v'chomer is flawed. What's the flaw? Where are you using your kal v'chomer? What's your kal? Me'imo. You're saying the mother is lighter than an outsider because you could mate the mother with the goat. So Mali Moshke, and that's why Mobi Shchita, but the mother's also Chamura, because you can't shecht the mother and the goat on the same day because of Otov et Beno. But you could shecht this goat with some cow on the same day, no problem. So therefore the whole Kal v'chomer is flawed, Tamalom b'chalevimo. That's why I have the Pasuk b'chalevimo to extend it to other kinds of milk. Tanya Ida, b'chalevimo, in the b'chalevimo. Again, all I know is b'chalevimo. B'chalev achotog dola minai. Now achotog dola, it's important to clarify here, means a sister of this goat that was killed and has been cooked, a sister that is at least a year older. Why is that important? Because we're going to play here with the issue of Ma'aser Behemah. Ma'aser Behemah happens once a year, sometime towards the end of the summer, when the newborn flock has been born. All the newborns that were born since the last time you did Ma'aser Behemah a year ago are brought into the corral, they're walked out, and you tap 1, 2, 3, when you hit 10, number 10 is Ma'aser Behemah. Achotog Dola is from a different year, so she could not be in the same pen. Now, important to note that a goat can give birth within the first year of its life, which means you could have a mother and a child in the same pen for Ma'aser Behemah. Here we go. How do we know that Achotog Dola's milk is prohibited to be cooked with the kid, not just the mother's? Amarta kal v'chomer. The mother who could be in the same pen with the child for ma'aser behemah, neswa imo b'vishul, still can't be cooked together. But so the sister who could not be, because she's over a year older, certainly cannot be cooked together. That's why we have the pasuk. And again, the same question. What do I need the pasuk for? Actually, we had a kal v'chomer to prove why achotog dola is out. What do I need pasuk for? Again, he says because you could argue that the essential kal v'chomer is flawed. And the same problem. After all, you cannot kill the mother and the child on the same day, but you could kill the child and its older sister on the same day. And therefore, in a sense, the child and the older sister are closer, and maybe the prohibition of its milk is not a problem, therefore I need the pasuk. Talmud Lomar, Machalev Imo. Now, Ashkechan, Achotog Dola. So far, I've proven that the mother, that's in the pasuk, and the older sister. Achotok Tanaminai. Achotok Tanaminai doesn't mean its younger sister. It means a sister that's younger, meaning she's within the same year. So therefore she would be in the same pen. Because that now is going to remove the distancing issue that we had earlier. Ati Mibenaya, the answer is you get it from between Imo and Achotok Dola. And here we go. Mehei Tete, where do you want to start from? Literally, where are you going to get it from? Tete Meimo, you want to go to Imo, Malimoshke, Nesraimo Bishita. You can't compare the Achotok Tana because Achotok Tana could be shechted on the same day. So maybe it could be cooked together. Achotok Dola Tochiach, but we've already established Achotok Dola can't be cooked together and could be shechted together. So that's not the issue. Malachotok Dola Shalom Litaser, but Achotok Dola can't be in the same pen. Imo Tochiach, but the mother could. Din. Now I built up a Kal V'chomer based on the common denominator between Achotok Dola and Imo. They each have different perspectives. What's the common perspective? Asadash Ravanchu Basar, meaning here it's family. And you can't cook it in the milk of either of those family members. So therefore, the younger sister is also family. And you can't cook it together. So now, and this is sort of begging the question, I could now get achotok dola out of the mix of achotok tananim and aim. The answer is einachinami. I could have done it that way too. Ella b'chalevim olamali. So I'm now throwing all of that out and saying b'chalevimo is there for something else. All I know is you can't cook it in its mother's milk. And gdola and tana, all the other family members. Here's the real question is, how do I know I can't cook a kid in its own milk? A kidet in its own milk. Amarta kal vachomer. Here's the kal vachomer. Watch this. Ma makom shelo nasar pri. Now, important you understand, the word pri here, literally fruit, is a byproduct, which could be a child, it could be milk, it could be seeds that grow out of the ground, and aim is going to be the host, meaning the mother, the one who provides the milk, the ground that provides the seeds, because we're going to go through several of these approaches. After all, the fruit is not prohibited to be shechted with the fruit, meaning the two siblings will be shechted on the same day. But nesar pri ma'im b'shchita, but the fruit and its host cannot be shechted on the same day. Tahainu, a child and its mother. So makom she nesar pri im pri b'vishul, but you cannot cook the fruit and the fruit, meaning the child and the milk of the mother, the child of the mother and the milk of the mother, both byproducts. And in she nesar pri im ma'im b'vishul, so certainly you can't cook fruit with the mother, meaning the animal itself with its own byproduct, which is milk. And again, the same problem is at the end of this midrash where we got a kal vachomer, we still quote the pasuk and say the pasuk is there to teach me. In this case, you can't cook it in its own milk. So again, halamali kratulay. We already proved it. So now Ramashi doesn't speak up yet. Amravach devoy barami. He says mishum deika lemeimar, and he doesn't say meikra din epircha. He doesn't use that formulation, but that's what he's saying. He's saying that I could disprove this relational kal vachomer of saying that pri im pri is less of an issur than pri im aim. Meaning, siblings are less of a problem than child with mother. And so if child with mother is asur, child with child is asur, certainly child or fruit with byproduct is asur, certainly byproduct with host is asur. I'll disprove that. Because sus ben susia, you have a horse. Both parents are horses. Achi pirda, but his horse has a half sister who's a mule. Yochiach, why? Shasur pri im pri. It can't have relations with its sibling because that's a horse with a mule. Umutar pri ma'im, but it could mate with its own mother. They're both horses, so you see that pri im pri is not necessarily closer than pri ma'im. The answer is that's not a proof, because atam zeravu nekagrim. There's an outside factor, which is this father, who in this case is a donkey, is the problem. And I'll prove it to you, because I could flip it around and show the exact opposite. Pered ben susya achi pirda. Let's say you've got a horse that's given birth to two mules. Yuchiach, shumutah prim pri. The two mules could mate with each other. Vasur, where is Jenny? Vasur prim ma'im. Sorry, a hini. And vasur prim ma'im. And yet it can't mate with its mother, because the mother's a horse, and this is a mule. So that doesn't prove anything. Again, Ravashi is not here yet. Sort of a parallel thing with slaves. If you've got a slave whose mother is a shivcha, but who has a sister who's also a shivcha but was freed, is now a bat Yisrael, shasur and pri and pri, he can't have relations with his sister because he's a slave and she's a Jewish girl. Mutar pri ma'im, but he could have relations with his mother, who is, and there's no issue of consanguinity here because of Avadim in the Yichas. There may be a problem with the Shifcha, but theoretically, there is no problem of crossbreeding, as it were, because it's an Eved, there's a Shifcha. The answer is, again, Hatam get Shichru to Kagarim. It's an outside factor, which is that the sister was liberated. And I'll prove it to you. Let's say that a slave girl has two kids, a boy and a girl, and then the mother is freed. The kids could mate with each other, but now the kid can't mate with his mother. So that those outside factors don't do it. That we could prove it from kil ezraim, from mixed seeds. Shasur prim pri, you're not allowed to mix watermelon seeds and cantaloupe seeds. But you're allowed to take watermelon seeds and the ground. The aim is the ground. And the answer is that doesn't work, because klum nesar prim pri, alayde aim, it's only the mother that creates the problem of the pri. You could put wheat and barley in the same pot, and that's not an issue. The issue is the ground. Here we go. And again, you're bringing kavachomer with pre and pre, meaning the byproduct of the mother, dahinu, its child, and the other byproduct, the milk. But those are two separate bodies. So I'm pre ma'aim, but here pre ma'aim shken gufachad. Shachit tzarech kra. You know why I need the pasuk? Because I don't have a kavachomer. Because you're trying to prove to me that if these two separate bodies, which is the body of the child of the mother and the milk of the mother, two different byproducts of the mother, can't be cooked together, certainly one and its own milk. But one and its own milk is one single body, so it's closer. And therefore I need the pasuk. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We have some more foundational work to do in the next podcast about Isur Basar B'Chalav, but at this point we'll hold off. I wish everybody a wonderful day.